This is the Sakar Merli of the 1st of February 2025. Essence. Sweet children, the original religion of you souls is peace. The land of souls is the land of peace. You souls are embodiments of peace. Therefore, you cannot ask for peace. Question. What wonders does your power of yoga perform? Answer. With the power of yoga, you purify the whole world. There are very few of you children to remove the whole of this mountain with the power of yoga and establish a mountain of gold. Even the five elements will become Satapratthan and give very good fruit. When matter is Satapratthan, your bodies will also be Satapratthan. The fruit there is very large and delicious. Om Shanti. When you say Om Shanti, you should have great happiness. In fact, you souls are embodiments of peace. The original religion of you souls is peace. Sannyasis say of this that peace is the garland around your neck. Why do you search for peace outside? Souls are themselves embodiments of peace. They have entered bodies in order to play their parts. If souls remained constantly in silence, how could they act? Actions have to be performed. Yes, in the land of silence, souls remain silent. There are no bodies there. None of the sannyasis, etc., understand that each of them is a soul and that they are residents of the land of silence. You children have been told that the land of silence is your home. Then you go to a land of happiness to play your parts. And then it is Ravan's kingdom in this land of sorrow. This is a story of 84 births. God says to Arjuna, "You do not know your own births." Why does he only speak to one? Because there is the guarantee for one. There is the guarantee for Radha and Krishna, and so he speaks to them. The Father knows, and you children also know, that not all the children will take 84 births. Some will come in the middle, some will come at the end. But for this one, it is certain. Baba says to this one, "O child, therefore this one is Arjuna. He is sitting in this chariot." You children can understand for yourselves how you will take birth. If you do not do any service, how could you go to that new golden-aged world at the beginning? It would not be in your fortune. Those who take birth at the end will go there when the house has become old. I am speaking for this one, for the one for whom it is certain. You can understand that Mama and Baba take 84 births. There are also Kumaka and Janak. Such Maharatis take 84 births. Those who do not do service will definitely come a few births later. They can understand for themselves that they will fail and come later. In a school, they race to the finishing line and return. Not everyone can be the same. In a race, if there is a difference of even a quarter of an inch, that one claims a number ahead. This is also a horse race. This is an Ashwa race. Ashwa means horse. this chariot is also called a horse. None of those things that have been said about Daksh Prajapita creating a sacrificial fire and sacrificing a horse in that sacrificial fire happened. Neither was there Daksh Prajapita, nor was there any sacrificial fire created by him. So many false books have been written on the path of devotion. They are just called stories. They listen to many stories, whereas you study. A study wouldn't be called a story. You have to have an aim and objective in what you study at school. You find employment through that study. You receive something or other. You children have now become very soul conscious. This does take effort. Only by remembering the Father can your sins be absolved. You especially do have to remember him. You shouldn't think that you are Shiv Baba's child anyway and ask why you should therefore remember him. No. You have to remember him whilst also considering yourselves to be his students. Shiv Baba is teaching us souls. You also forget this. Shiv Baba is the only teacher who teaches you the secrets of the beginning, the middle and the end of the world. You do not even remember this. Each one of you children can ask your heart how long you stayed in remembrance of the Father. You spend most of your time in extroversion. This remembrance is the main thing. There is great praise of this yoga in Bharat. But who can teach you this yoga of Bharat? No one knows this. They have put Sri Krishna's name in the Gita. Not a single sin can be cut away by remembering Sri Krishna, because he is a bodily being made of the five elements. To remember him means to remember clay. It means that you remember the five elements. Shiv Baba is bodiless, and this is why he says, "Become bodiless. Remember me, your Father." You call out, O Purifier. Therefore he is the only one. Ask them tactfully who the God of the Gita is. There is only the one God who is the Creator. Even though people call themselves God, they never say that everyone is their child. They either say, "I am God and the same applies to you," or they say that God is omnipresent. They say, "I am God and you are God, and wherever I look I only see you, you are even in the stones." They just say this. They wouldn't say that you are their children. Only the Father says, "O my beloved spiritual children." No one else says this. Only the one Parlokic Father can say this. No one else can give you the knowledge of the beginning, the middle and the end of the world. No one but the incorporeal Father can explain the secrets shown in the picture of the ladder of 84 births. Although he has been given many names, his real name is Shiva. There are many languages, and so they name him in their own language. Just as in Bombay, they call him Babalnath, the Lord of Thorns. However, they don't understand the meaning of that. You understand that he is the one who changes thorns into flowers. In Barat, Shiv Baba has probably been given 1,000 names, but no one understands the meaning of them. The father only explains to you children, and in this, Baba keeps the mothers in the front. Since the father came, there is greater regard for women. The father has increased the praise of mothers. You are the Shiv Shakti army. Only you know Shiv Baba. There is only the one who is called the truth. It is remembered, although the boat of truth may rock, it will never sink. Therefore, you are the true ones, the ones who are establishing the new world. All the things of falsehood are to be destroyed. You are not going to rule here. You will come and rule here in your next birth. These matters are very incognito, and only you understand them. You now know that if you hadn't met Baba, you wouldn't have understood anything. You now understand this. This one is Yudhishthira, the one who alerts you children on the battlefield. This is a non-violent battle. People think that only fighting with one another is violence. The father says, the first and main violence is using the sword of lust. This is why lust is said to be your greatest enemy. You have to conquer it. The main thing you have to conquer is the vice of lust. To be impure means to be vicious. Those who are impure are said to be vicious. They are those who indulge in vice. You wouldn't call a person who gets angry vicious. A person who becomes angry is an angry person, and a person who becomes greedy is a greedy person. Deities are said to be completely viceless, free from greed, free from attachment, and free from vice. They never indulge in vice. When people ask you how children can be created without vice, tell them. You consider the deities to be viceless, and that is a viceless world. The Copper and Iron Ages are in a vicious world. You call yourselves vicious and the deities viceless. You know that you used to be vicious and that you are now becoming as viceless as them. Lakshmi and Narayan had claimed their status with the power of yoga and are also claiming it again once more. We were deities. We claimed our kingdom a cycle ago. We then lost it and are claiming it back once again. If your intellects just churned this, you would have great happiness. However, Maya makes you forget to maintain this awareness. Baba knows that you can't stay in remembrance constantly. If you children remained unshakable and stayed in remembrance, you would quickly reach your Karmateet stage, and you souls would be able to return home. But no, this one is the one who has to go first. There will be the wedding procession of Shiv Baba. Mothers take earthenware lamps to a wedding. That lamp symbolizes Shiv Baba the bridegroom, who is the constantly lit light. He has now ignited us lights. They have taken the things of the present time onto the path of devotion. You lit your flame with the power of yoga. You become pure by having yoga, and you receive wealth by studying this knowledge. This study is your source of income. With the power of yoga, you purify Bharat in particular and the whole world in general. Kumaris can become very good helpers in this. You claim a very good status by doing this service. You have to make your lives like a diamond, nothing less. It is said, follow the mother and father. See the mother, father, and the special brothers and sisters. You children can explain at the exhibitions that you have two fathers, your worldly father and the Parlokic father. Which one is greater? The unlimited father would surely be greater. He is the one from whom you receive the inheritance. He is now giving you the inheritance. He is making you into the masters of the world. God speaks. I now teach you Raj Yoga, and then in your next birth, you become the masters of the world. The father comes into Bharat every cycle and makes Bharat very wealthy. You become the masters of the world through this study. What do you receive from other studies? Here you become like diamonds for 21 births. There is the difference of day and night between this study and other studies. Here, the father, teacher and guru are one. Therefore, you are given the inheritance by the father, the inheritance by the teacher, and the inheritance by the guru. The father says, now forget everything, including your own bodies. When you die, the whole world is dead for you. You have become the father's adopted children. So who else would you remember? Even while seeing others, let it be as though you don't see them. You came to play your parts, but your intellects understand that you now have to return home and then come down again to play your parts. If you just kept this in your intellects, you would experience great happiness. You children must let go of body consciousness. We have to leave these old things here because we now have to return home. Now that the play is coming to an end, the old world is to be set ablaze. Both the blind and the children of the blind are sleeping in a sleep of ignorance. This is not the usual sleep that people have, but it is a matter of a sleep of ignorance. You have to awaken them from that. This knowledge is the day, the golden age. Ignorance is the night, the iron age. These things have to be understood. When a girl gets married, she remembers her parents and her in-laws, etc. They now have to be forgotten. Some couples are such that they can show the sannyasis how they are able to refrain from lust, even though they are a couple, that they keep the sword of this knowledge between them. The father's order is remain pure. Just look at Ramesh and Usha. There has never been impurity between them because of the fear of losing their kingdom of 21 births, that they would go bankrupt. There are some who fail in this. There is also marriage in name only. You know that you can claim a very high status by remaining pure. You only have to remain pure for this one birth. When you gain the power of yoga, you can control your sense organs. You also purify the whole world with the power of yoga. There are very few of you children with the power of yoga to remove this whole mountain and establish a mountain of gold. People don't understand any of this. They simply go around the Govardhan mountain. Only the Father makes the whole world golden aged. It isn't that the Himalayas will become gold. There, the mines of gold remain full. The five elements are Satupratthana. They give very good fruit. Because matter becomes Satupratthana, your bodies too are Satupratthana. The fruits there are very large and delicious. The very name is heaven. Only when you consider yourselves to be souls and you remember the Father, can you become free from vice. When you become body conscious, you have a desire for lust. Yogis never indulge in vice. Even though you might have some power of this knowledge, if you are not a yogi, you fall. When you are asked whether the effort or the reward is greater, you say that the effort is greater. Similarly, you would say that in this, yoga is greater. It is only by having yoga that you can become pure from impure. You children say that you are now studying with the Unlimited Father. What would you receive by studying with human beings? What would your monthly salary be? Each jewel you imbibe here is worth hundreds of thousands of rupees. There, money is never counted. There is countless wealth. Everyone has his own farm, etc. The Father says, "It is now that I teach you Raj Yoga. That is your aim and objective. You have to become elevated by making effort. Your kingdom is being established." How did Lakshmi and Narayan claim their reward? Once you have understood their reward, what else do you need? You know that the Father comes every cycle, every 5,000 years, and makes the people of Bharat into the residents of heaven. Therefore, you children should have such enthusiasm for doing service that you won't eat until you have shown someone the path. Only when you have such zeal and enthusiasm can you claim a high status. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children. And the spiritual children say Namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. You have to make your life like a diamond for 21 births by doing godly service. You must only follow the mother and father and the special brothers and sisters. 2. In order to make your stage karmateet, forget everyone, including your own body. You have to make your remembrance unshakable and constant. You have to become free from greed and attachment and as viceless as the deities. Blessing. May you give souls in great distress liberation and salvation in a second as a master bestower. You make preparations here for each season physically, and you bring all the servers and all the necessary materials here, so that there won't be any difficulties and time won't be wasted. In the same way, the final season for giving all souls liberation and salvation is now going to come. Do not make distressed souls suffer by having them wait in a queue. Let them continue to come and simply take. Become ever ready for this. Now stay beyond an effort-making life, in the stage of a bestower. Continue to move along as a master bestower in every thought and at every second. Slogan: keep the Lord present in your intellect, and all your attainments will also say, "Yes, my Lord." Have love for solitude and imbibe unity and concentration. Along with unity, become one who has love for solitude. Someone who has love for solitude has his intellect's yoga broken away from all others and has love for only the One. Because of having love for only the One, such a soul will be able to stay in the remembrance of the One. To have love for solitude means to belong to the One and none other. By having all relationships and experiencing all sweetness with the One, you can become someone who has love for solitude. Om Shanti.